On this Monday morning, we look back at some of the happenings in sports. We'll start locally with high school baseball. The battle between Bremen and Bowdoin in that rivalry. Bremen hosting the Red Devils on Friday afternoon. Jump all over Bowdoin, led 4-0 after two innings, but the Red Devils rally. Bremen prevails in the end, though. They nip the Red Devils. 7-6 the final. Chase Palmer, a big day for Bremen. A couple of hits, two RBIs. Aiden Price had a couple of hits, scored three times. Out of the bullpen, Cooper Mincy outstanding the final two innings. He gets four strikeouts in the final two frames. He gets the win in relief for Bremen. Elsewhere, it was Temple losing on the road. Tough loss for them. A one-run setback. Fayette County nips the Tigers 2-1. Villarica has won 7 in a row after thumping Cedartown 12-2. Landmark Christian stopped Heard County 7-3. Central's unbeaten at 9-0. Completed a three-game sweep of Griffin during last week. They beat the Bears by a score of 12-2. Harrelson County banged out 18 hits, led by Tucker Way, going 4-for-4 with four runs batted in. David Pruitt had four hits and two runs batted in. It was the Rebels thumping Mount Zion 15-5. Carrollton on Saturday played in an event hosted by Hillgrove High School. They lost to the host, Hillgrove, 12-2 in their opening game. Came back later today to beat Allatoona by a score of 11-1. High school baseball action this afternoon. Harrelson County's on the road at Sardis High School in Alabama. Villarica will play host to Westlake. College basketball, Georgia took a giant step toward a possible NCAA tournament berth. Some projections now have them back in the tournament following their domination of Texas Saturday night. They get their first SEC road win of the season in Austin. Beat the Longhorns 83-67. Silas Demery, a career-high 26 points to highlight the Dogs' victory. Another road outing and another big one for Georgia, trying to enhance those chances for a tournament berth. They play at South Carolina Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Georgia Tech dominated North Carolina State Saturday in Atlanta, 87-62 the final. Jackets will play their final home game of the year Tuesday, 7 o'clock. They play host to the Hurricanes of Miami. West Georgia celebrates its first ever Division I sweep in baseball. They swept out Eastern Kentucky over the weekend, taking single game Friday, doubleheader Saturday. They are now 7-3 on the season. Wolves will play host to Samford on Tuesday afternoon at 4:30. And the West Georgia women are in the A-Sun tournament following a thrilling victory. Three-point play at the buzzer gives them a win Saturday over Queens, 64-63. That'll put them in the tournament. For the Bain Dental Group and Granite Sports, I'm Mike Paris.